Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Immigration attorneys in Greater Boston are scrambling this week after U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions overturned a precedent determining who is eligible for asylum in the U.S. Survivors of domestic violence and gang persecution were, in many cases, considered legitimate candidates for asylum until now. WBUR Shannon Dooling has reaction from some area attorneys who say they're trying to figure out what's next for their clients after a decision they call devastating. And a warning, this story contains descriptions of violence that could upset some listeners.
Yeah, so this is the case of two sibling clients of mine. We're waiting for a date in front of the asylum office to have their interview.
Sarah Sherman Stokes shuffles through a binder overflowing with case notes. She stops on a particular case of a young brother and sister whose chances of winning asylum in the U.S., she says, just got a lot slimmer.
They fled horrific gang violence in Central America. Both of their parents were murdered. One of my clients watched her mother die in front of her. They were murdered by gang members, and they will now face, an uphill battle after this decision.
Sherman Stokes is Associate Director of the Immigrants' Rights and Human Trafficking Program at Boston University's School of Law. Many of her clients are survivors of domestic violence, or, like the brother and sister she mentioned, are fleeing targeted gang violence. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the asylum system can be a loophole for people trying to enter the U.S., with some people falsely claiming they've been victims of domestic violence or gang violence. And even with legitimate claims, he says, quote, asylum was never meant to alleviate all problems. Sessions says his new guidance will deter people from coming to the U.S. without authorization.
The world will know what our rules are, and great numbers will no longer undertake this dangerous journey. A virtuous cycle will be created rather than the vicious cycle of expanding illegality.
Sherman Stokes disagrees.
The problem with deterrence is that you can't deter people who are fleeing for their lives. These are people who come to the United States not on a whim, not because they simply want a better job or a nicer home. They come here because they have no other choice.
When a person applies for asylum in the U.S., they have to prove they have a credible fear of returning to their own country based on specific categories. So maybe they've been persecuted because of race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a particular social group. This last category, membership in a social group, is where attorneys had been successful in arguing domestic violence and gang violence cases. Deborah Anker has been working on asylum cases with domestic violence survivors for decades. She's the founder and director of the Harvard Law School Immigration and Refugee Clinical Program. Anker says the decision from Sessions is a big blow, but she believes attorneys can still prove the need for asylum in some cases, but it's going to take a lot more work.
I think we will be very careful to submit extensive country condition evidence about the positions of different governments regarding women, and we'll be thinking through carefully other grounds for protection.
For instance, if a woman reports domestic violence and speaks out against it, maybe she qualifies for asylum based on political opinion. Still, other immigration attorneys in Greater Boston aren't very hopeful. Susan Roses says she feels like a crucial tool has been eliminated.
This decision was anticipated, but it has, you know, really tragic effects for a lot of my clients. And I have to go over my case files and look at exactly how many people, but I know I have at least five clients whose legal theories I'm going to have to drastically change.
Roses says attorneys are using Facebook groups right now to brainstorm new legal strategies following the decision. She says one of her clients, a Honduran woman, immediately came to mind when she heard about Sessions' decision. The woman was married for 30 years and, Roses says, endured severe abuse from her husband. She was beaten, cut with a machete, and repeatedly raped. Roses had believed her client was almost guaranteed to win asylum, but that's changed.
I don't know what my new strategy is going to be. Maybe it's going to be something involving the Convention Against Torture. I don't know. I don't know what other strategy or what kind of particular social group to fit her in order to win it.
Roses expects other cases will soon be brought that could appeal the attorney general's decision. Until then, she says it's time to think creatively. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.